Blog Talk Radio.
Unto death. God, I will give you a crown.
Father!
Come on, say that this morning. God put it all in his hand this morning. Glad that you come. I got a scripture I want to read for you. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God. Exodus 14:14. And Psalms 91. And don't forget Psalms 119. God put it all in his hand for you to figure it out. And I want to say to you this morning, get ready. I want to say to you, the rifles, the AR-15, that Congress is saying that we need to check the background. We need those assault rifles. I want to say what happened in Texas. That gun, that boy shot, took people's heads off. This member people, and you got Washington, D.C., the Republicans and Democrats, both of them is at fault. The blood is at the hand of them that's in power. That means it's all in God's hands through you. And I want to say this morning, I'm excited that God going to make it work. If some people going to leave office, are they going to leave out or they going to die? The wages of sin is death, gift to God, eternal life. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When you lie on God, when you take God for your personal savior, you got to, like Pastor Ellis said, in Monroe, you got to arm up. You got to put the full armor on. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Some of you plan like you got it on and you fall. Some of you plan and because of your play, you fall and you won't get up. But if you got the full armor of God on, you will find out doors going to open up. I want to speak this morning with Matthew 6 and 33, seek first the kingdom of God. What you talking about, bishop? Put on the full armor. Body, mind, soul, and spirit, can't nothing come against you this morning. When you know what you know, you do what you do. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they put the full armor on. And those that put the full armor on, you're going to be prosecuted. They're going to lie on you. Your husband going to leave you. Wife going to leave you. Family going to leave you because you got the whole armor of God on. And I want to tell you this morning, when you get the whole armor of God, it's some things going to happen in your life. It's some good things going to happen in your life. It's some things, some people going to fall away from you. You're going to lose friends. You're going to lose relationships. You might lose jobs. And if you lose that job, God got another job for you. We're looking at more evil that ever hit the land. If Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was him and the prophets, we are in an evil state. We're in a world of evil and lust and greed. You got to know your name. You don't know your name. You don't know the name that God named you. And I'm going to tell you in a minute what God named you. And once you know your name, man, know your name, you know how to move to the next level. I ain't talking about no Baptist, Catholic, here, me, Sunni, Islamic. I'm talking about what God named you, man. What God gave you, the melon. That God gave you the power, woman, that you got, that you don't operate in it because you don't know what you got. Here's a kid, go buy an AR-15 rifle and kill kids, but them that sit in Washington that's getting money from the lobby, the Republic, both of them, all of them getting money. All of them need to be put out of office. The Republicans, because they live in a lie. Trump lying, and they said, well, we don't need to prosecute him. A lie cannot tarry in God's eyesight. I wish I had somebody, and you sitting there looking, oh, ain't that so? It ain't bad. You got to arm up. The dragon. Pastor told me a long time, said, bitch, I see the dragon drop out, and that dragon taking people away. When you go to Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, Micah and his angels fought the devil, and they kicked him out of heaven. 200 angels fell to earth, and they wreaked havoc on me and you. Sandy Hook. What happened in Sandy Hook? Kids were shot with an AR-15, taking their arms off, taking their heads off, putting holes in them big as a cup. And you tell me you can't see that something needs to change, you voting for the same person, telling the same lie month and year after year. Oh, y'all ain't listening to me this morning. Or I'm bringing it to you. If I get it to you, God will get it through you, and then you'll act on it. With God Almighty, God bless you. Exodus 14:14, I'm going to deal with that. I'm going to deal with Psalms 91, this down, and Psalm 119. I'm trying to get you ready for the battle. I'm trying to get you ready for the war. You sitting down doing nothing like James Brown said, get on up. Get on up. Stop sitting around. Get on up physically, mentally, and spiritually. Yeah, you crying about, well, we in a depression. Don't be crazy. We in a depression when gas is $7 to $8 a gallon. Huh? When you can't get food at the store, when the farmers stop farming, can't get no gas. We in a depression, and they don't want you to know it. How we got in depression? Because of greed. Because of infighting. Rich fighting riches. Poor getting poor. You in the poor category. Ain't no middle class. You rich or you poor. That's what it is. Let me say it again. It ain't no, I'm in a middle class. No, no. You poor or you rich. The oil company is making all the money. The pharmaceutical company, they're making all the money. Because you ain't arming yourself up. This morning, I want you to armor yourself up. And after you armor yourself up, you're going to know what to do. And watch it be some 360-degree change going to take place. After you armor yourself up to what God got for you to do. And when you do what God tells you to do, everything going to fall in divine order. And I want you to get ready for God to do it quick, fast. And somebody said, Bishop, I need it in a hurry. And God going to do it in a hurry for you. Yeah, you want God to do it. He's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. You ain't got to run from it. God going to do it. And once God do it, he's going to break every yoke, everything that got you blocked. God going to open it up for you because you got to understand he got it all in his hands. And if God got it all in his hands, he's looking out for me and you. I wish I had somebody. I want to tell you this morning, we're in a war, and some of you don't even know it. You think all this is just happening. God has already made you ready for this. If the prophet Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was here, they'll look over their shoulders and what can happen? It's a mass of evil. When Muslims kill Muslims, when blacks kill mama and dad, when white kill black and black kill white, it's an evil been let loose on earth. And the reason it's let loose on earth, you don't know how to fight it. Ain't nobody told you what you need to be doing to fight the evil that's coming against you and your family. Little babies being killed, and the law enforcement officers won't go into school, and they got AR-15 rifles, and they won't go in. They got body armor. One lady was led by the Spirit. She went in there and got her kids out. The rest of them still hadn't seen their kids killed. That lady said, police, you can't go. She said, oh, yes, I can go because I had them. So she went into school and got her two kids out when the police stood by and blocked the other people from going in. See what I'm saying? So what I'm telling you, I want you to get ready this morning for a breakthrough. I want you to get ready this morning for something happening for you good, because God is out of everything. When we let God in, God's going to do it just fast and in earth. Sometimes you got to let God take charge. If you don't let God take charge, you'll miss out on what God got for you. Mm-hmm. I want to say to you this morning, as James Clear was talking about, God is. Whatever you think this morning going on, your healing, your deliverance, God is. And if you don't know that, you got a problem. Man, woman, you got a problem. Going into this month, we receive more violence, more killing, more murder, more crime. And you said, Bishop, how does that be? Because we have strayed away from God. We have put on our own suit, but we forgot what God said, the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. I just want to share that with you. Well, you might know that God will keep you in divine way, in divine health. I want to say this to you this morning. Exodus 14:14, God to be still. Let me fight your battle. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. What are you talking about? First, you got to put on the armor. I'm a soldier. If you're a soldier, you got to put on the armor. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier. What that means, that you are a soldier. I want to tell you this morning, reason you, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was a soldier. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a soldier. And Malcolm X was a soldier. And Marcus Garvey was a soldier. And you are a soldier. You can't, the uniform that you got on this morning, that blackness, you can't take it off. So God put that color on you, man. Woman, he put that color on you where you can fight the evil of homosexuality. You can fight the evil of witchcraft. You can fight the evil of magic. Matthew 6:30 says, seek first the kingdom. First, you put on the armor. You armor yourself up because you can't take this suit off. You can go anywhere you want to. You're still going to be black. And that's the armor. You are soldiers to fight right. And when she was saying the blood of the ancestors. And I tell you, the blood is at the altar this morning, more storms, more floods, because you got people that have bought out the devil. You got people that are lying. So, well, we need somebody, they're going crazy. We need background check. We don't need no background check. We need some AR rifles tuck off the market. Stop making them, because they tearing arms and limbs out. It's a disgrace of the blood, the slaughter that happened right here in America, in Texas. What happened in Buffalo, New York, and you sat back, listen to the lies that the Republicans and Democrats talking about, we need some mental, we don't need no mental health, we need to take them guns off the street. That's what needs to be taken. And until we rise up, save lives, stop the killing and save the babies. We are soldiers, and a good soldier always follow what the general said. Because I'm a soldier, I got to listen what God Almighty said. Because I'm a soldier, I got to listen what the ancestors said. And the ancestors saying to me and you this morning, you are a soldier and you can't get out of it. You can run and say, I'm homosexual, you're still a soldier. You can run and say, I'm a killer, you're still a soldier. Because the color of your skin, the melanin of your skin, make you a soldier. You're going to always fight. You're going to fight racism, white supremacy. You're going to fight cynicism. You're going to fight all kind of fights. You're going to fight witchcraft, because you're so, once you embrace and get the full armor of God, that devil will, see, Archangel Michael made it very clear in Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, He said, and the Bible said, read it for yourself, Micah and his angels fought the devil and kicked him out. 200 hit the earth. And they come to fight. They know that you're a soldier, but if you don't know you're a soldier, you don't know how to fight. If you don't know that you're a man and you think you're going to have some babies, you're a man, you mess up. And the witchcraft and the magic mess you up. You say, well, I'm gay. I was born. You're a bone lie. God made man. He made woman. Stop listening to the lie. Here's Trump lied through a whole, and the Republicans still saying the election was fixed. Lie. The lie that cannot perish in the sight of the ancestors, in the blood. Let me go back. The blood of the ancestors. The blood of the saints. The blood of the children that you've seen in your lifetime. You know, it's no reason where you say, I ain't voting if I don't get the right person. Because here it was, kids were shot. They couldn't identify with that AR-15. It was tearing limbs off, taking heads out. And the kids were huddled up. They can identify them. They have to identify them kids with their shoes, with the clothes they had on. And you talking about, well, with the Congress and pass. Congress ain't passed nothing. Them Republicans still lying, taking money from the Rights Association and them lobbyists up there. They need to be run out of Washington because they are killers. They are murderers. We are soldiers. When you're a soldier, God going to, this is what God said, and I'm going to say it. He told Moses, and he told David, he said, step back. Exodus 14:14, step back. I'm going to fight the battle. And I'm telling you this morning, let God fight this battle. You stay in prayer and know that you're a soldier. When you know that you're a soldier, God's going to look. He did it for David. He did it for Israel. God will fight the battle for you this morning. If you sit, step back and let God. Reason you can't get healed this morning, your mind messed up. I don't care how many psychologists they put on you. I don't care about we need some background check. We don't need no background check. We don't need no mental help. We need for these congressmen and Republicans to stop lying to the people. And the people for 4 years, Sandy Hook ain't no bad because they getting money. They gave Trump $250,000. Every Republican and Democrat, planned Democrat, playing Republican. They all getting money in Washington. They want to ease it down. Wake up. Say, I'm a soldier. Now I'm going to pray to the house. I'm going to do like God. I'm going to walk around the house to the building. Come crumbling down. Prayer changes things this morning. I want to say that prayer changes things. I'm a soldier. I don't know about you. Help me, somebody. Mother, help me. Church folks, help me. Help me, somebody. Come on. We got the... I want to tell you, this thing is a fight for our ancestors. What happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when all the black was killed? The blood of all the ancestors. They had uniforms on. Their color was their uniform. So this morning, you got your uniform on. You might not know it. You might take it, dye your hair, get the license here, get the tail, but you still got melanin. You still a soldier. So God comes to bless you. See, the prodigal son had to go and get in the hog pen before he understood that he had melanin. And he stated, some of you still in the hog pen. What I'm talking about, you still think that people love you. You still think that you can identify. If I can get me a new house and marry me somebody white, marry me a white man, marry me a white woman, I can identify. You can't identify with the devil. The devil is the devil. Huh? And Elijah Muhammad said that the only way And this is what Prophet Elijah Muhammad said. The only way for you to be free is you to understand that you're a soldier fighting in the army of witchcraft and evil. And Dr. Henry Clark said, if a white man told him, said, look, don't trust no white folks. Dr. Henry Clark said, wait a minute, you white, don't trust me. What that saying? You got people that are made up that is evil, going to do evil, they're going to say evil, and you're trying to get like them. You want to drive what they drive. You want to be with them. You are a soldier, and you're picked by God. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I ain't got to go to nobody else. God's going to guide you, and God's going to fight your battle. When Moses got to the Red Sea, they said, we got him now. We got him. And God said, stand back. Let me fight this battle. And I want to tell you, the blood stopped the killing and saved the baby this morning. Let me say it again. I am a soldier in the army. So I want you to take on your shoulder, your ship. I was going to take on this morning, Mary and Tina, Lisa, your stroller ship, your soldier. When you're a soldier, there's certain things, certain rank that you hold. You got lieutenant. You got master sergeant. Then you got the board, okay? The board is the ancestors. When the general said go and fight, you got to go. That we fighting in Vietnam and Korea because we were soldiers for a corrupt system. We killed innocent black people, innocent red people. We didn't know why we were going. But when you're in the army of God, God's going to direct you. So I want to tell you, you say, well, bitch, what I'm running up against, this is what you're running up against. You're running up against witchcraft. You're running up against homosexuality. You're running up against murder. But when you're a soldier and you wrapped up in the Almighty, God, that's you, woman, that when they see you, they say, well, that's a soldier, I can leave her alone. You ain't going to bow to homosexuality. Come on, it's gay. There ain't nothing gay but God. Oh, y'all ain't going to play with me this morning. I'm going to liberate. Go ahead on and go to the devil thing. That's a demonic type of thing. That's a pagan holiday that man made up. But I want to tell you this morning, when you're a soldier, you're going to think right. Your mind's going to be right. You're going to, Psalms 119, the angel Michael, Raphael, going to be with you. Because right now, Zechariah and all the fallen angels, they got your mind. Come on, well, the boy was crazy. He knew what he was doing. He shot out, he went into school, and they did all the kids. Now, the boy is guilty, but you know who more guilty? The Democratic and public, the Republican Party is guilty. They didn't change the law. They're still making these guns. This AR-15 rifle they making. You do that in the war. I wish y'all wake up. The devil done put you to sleep. Well, we got a law now. Ain't no law they can pass in Washington, but ban them rifles. Ban them. AR-15, ban them. Don't make them no more. That's because it's for war. And they're going to tell you, well, this is what the lie they're saying right now. Well, we're going to give them mental health. Mental health ain't got this problem. We've been to have mental health problems. These white men more mental than anybody. We got to ban these guns that they're making trillions of dollars off of. The Rifle Association turning back. Every gun organization okay with that. The hunt, you do that, you hunt with that gun in the army. That's what we are soldiers. So what we got to hunt with, the word of God. We are soldiers. And you get that Bible, that Holy Quran, that Bible Begir, and you read it. And the revelation knowledge God's going to give you, you're going to heal that cancer, that cataract, that tumor. See, the medical community charging too much for the pills. Everything is, the devil got everything tied up financially. They said, well, we in a recession. Now we in a depression. We were people sleeping outdoors. People can't get enough to eat. And we send the money over to war when we should be trying to feed hungry people, right? We are soldiers. If you got melanin, you're a soldier. Now, you might not know it, but if you got melanin, my ancestor was a soldier. This fight this morning is for life or death. This is for our ancestors, and this is for our children. Stop the killing, save the baby. This morning I'm excited and motivated. Whatever you need, God got for you. I want you to read St. John 10:10, and when you read that, it's going to give you life. Then I want you to be free from the curse that the devil has put on some of you. And you don't know your name. You don't know when Muhammad Ali was whooping that man, said, "What's my name?" The man did not know his name. St. John 8:36, and I want you to read Philippians 4:13, St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. And it reminded me of Muhammad, he was fighting, he was boxing. The man called him Cassius Clay, he slapped his eye up, bam, what's my name? Bam, what's my name? What's my name? When he got the whooping, he's old. Your name Muhammad Ali. And some of you messed up right now. You don't even know your name. You don't know your woman. You don't know that you got power over Satan. You don't know that you name it, you can claim and have it this morning. I'm a soldier. When I'm a soldier, I'm going to fight. You might not see the fight. The fight is a spiritual fight. The fight is a prayer fight. You fighting for your great-great-grandma. You fighting for your ancestors. You fighting for your children to come. We in a fight. And you got to know that when you fight, you got to know you got to win this war. And the only way you win is to know that you say, well, I'm going to take this. I'm going to take my uniform. You can't take this uniform off. You can't take it off, man. Woman, you got it. You're going to die on the battlefield or you're going to fight. And when I said die, you're going to end up dead. You're going to end up with a lie and you're going to go crazy. Because you done got crossed up. Some of you messed up, crossed up, and almost everything, days of the Lord in mind. You got to know that you're a man. You got to know that you got power. You got to know that you're a woman. You got to know whatever you want, you can get it. You still going to the mall? Why not set up your own mall? You're still buying clothes that other people labor. Buy it. Get your own labor. Get your machine to make your own clothes. This is my labor. Cause you caught up. But if you're a soldier, you'll pull away from that. And you'll say, this is my labor. This is my house. Y'all wish I had somebody this morning. I'm a soldier. Being a soldier, take orders from God. And the gods, let me say, the gods of the wind, the god of the water, the god of the wind. This morning, I want you to see yourself going to the next level. Sometimes you got to break away from your friends. Because they caught up. And if you're a soldier, they're going to say, oh, she crazy, he crazy. Because you ain't talking that same language that they're talking. You ain't saying, I'm going to party, I'm going to a picnic. They kill blacks on picnics. What happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma? What happened in Natchez, Mississippi, where they kill black by the thousand? The blood, not only in Texas, not only in Buffalo, New York, in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisville, black was killed and hung by the thigh. So the blood is at the altar this morning. I want you to rise up. Get off the dope. Get off the alcohol. Get off the drugs. Get off the pills. And say, I'm a soldier because God, the God and the ancestors going to straighten me out. I'm a soldier. When you're a soldier, straighten up, man. Woman, straighten up your ass. Come out of that sickness. You stop eating all this dead food that they're giving you. Stand up. So I'm changing my diet. I'm gonna move this sugar, alcohol, whatever the doctor I got, I'm gonna move it because I'm a soldier. I'm gonna say to you this morning, stand up, soldier. Get your chest up. Get your mind together and move to the next level where you can fight this demon that's trying to destroy your race. Yeah, you got the uniform. You can't take it off. You can't burn it off, and it's on you and gonna be on you because you got melanin. And when you got melanin, the ancestors gonna talk to you. The ancestors gonna work with you. We got people all over the world that is gifted from God. But what happened in the spirit realm? They gave you Christianity and you messed up. They gave you a God up there and the God is in you. They gave you all of this and you all crossed up and messed up. But I'm telling you, a good soldier will stand up. A good soldier will fight the fight. If I'm going to die, I'm going to die fighting. If I die, I'm going to die standing up. Because if I die, I'm coming back. Oh, wish I had some. I'm coming back to fight through. So the ancestors, they coming back. And all when you call the ancestors, they're coming back to work with you. I'm a soldier. And when you're a soldier. Come on, soldier. Get off of them drugs. Stop that dope. Stop saying you're a man. You know you're a woman. You're a woman. And you're talking about you're a man. That's crazy. The blood is at the altar. Hold it up. God is. God bless you. Father God, we come this morning, we are soldiers in the army. God, some of us have lost and we done fell down. Pick us up. Where we in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Minnesota, wherever. George Floyd died, Emmett Till died, Mecca Evers. Their blood is at the altar. And the blood of all them church is at the altar. God, we ask you to lift us up and let you fight our battle for us. Because we got to hold up the blood thing battle. We got to hold it up. And I want to tell you this morning, I know God is coming to see about what's going on. So get ready for God to do something special for you. Get ready for God to touch you in a special way. It's about God, the gods, about the ancestors. It's about you building your family back, your race. It ain't about traveling nowhere. This morning, every church, every pastor, morning. I'm praying for that cataract, that tumor. I'm praying for you, Mildred. I'm praying for you, Miriam. I'm praying for you, Michael. I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, Anthony. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Wayne Kimmel. I'm praying for you. Robin, I'm praying for you. Put on the whole armor of God. Like Pastor Edward said, suit up. Put on the full armor. All is well. Right now I'm claiming somebody being healed in their shoulder, in their back. Tumor in their liver, in their lungs, their kidney, prostrate. Bright Star, God bless you tonight. I'm praying for you. Raymond, get ready for a blessing. Tony, God's going to rescue you. I want you to get ready and say, I'm a soldier. God, where you want me to serve? What is my assignment? When you're a soldier, you get assignment. You got to ask, what is my assignment this morning? I know I'm a soldier because I look at the color of my skin. God made you a soldier to fight the wiles of the devil, to fight the evil. But one thing you got to know this morning, that you're a soldier. You got to know God gave you assignment. Man didn't give it to you. Your pastor didn't give it to you. The imam didn't give it to you. The rabbi didn't give it to you. God gave it to you. And you got to go in and say, God, what is my assignment? My assignment taking your children. Is my assignment cooking and farming? Don't let nobody carry you where you don't want to go. Kit, I'm praying for you. Regina, I'm praying for you. Renee, for you. Dee, for you. Rose, for you. Frank, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Dr. Christian. I'm praying for those that have known. And Chelsea, I'm praying for you. And I'm praying for you, Tim. God got something for you special. And I want you to get ready. My thing, I'm a soldier in the army of God. And when you're a soldier in the army of God, he give you certain tools. That tool to heal your body. That tool to have a sound mind. All the riches belong to him. All the gold, all the silver belongs to God. You have not, because you asked not this morning. Well, yeah. Tina, I'm praying for you. Call me. Linda, I'm praying for you. Lucille, I'm praying for you. Dolores Anderson, I'm praying for you. Hattie Patterson, I'm praying for you this morning. Hattie, all is well. I want to tell you, Mickey, I'm praying for you. God is my strength and my salvation. I ain't let nobody take what God got for you. God got a blessing for you. God got a door for you. I want you this morning, as you pay your tithes, as you see, go to my website, justin8hamilton.com, or write me, Post Office Box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois. And I want you to know that God is a keeper, and God's going to keep you in a certain way. So you have God to keep you. And God's going to let you, the house that you need, the home that you need. There's no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Whatever you've been going through, God's going to fix it for you. You just fix it how long? Not long. Not long. God's going to fix it quick, fast, and in a hurry.
I don't care what you're going through. There's nothing too hard that God can't do for you.
I'm a soldier.
That you've done, that God can forgive you. A lot of times we go back and pick it up, but the Lord has thrown it in the sea of forgetfulness.
That's right. God threw it away.
I dare you to trust him on tonight.
The ancestors have watched it clean.
Now go help me sing it. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Give me a call, Joe. Oh, let me give you the number. That's Joe 708-582-0372. Call me. Thus Lead of Abraham, yourlife.com. Go there, Raymond. Deborah Ann, go there.
I'm trying to raise
John 10:10, the key to life, the key to power, St. John 14:27, the key to power is Philippians 4:13. Freedom, freedom from the curse. St. John 8:36. Freedom. You need to be cleansed. 1 John 1:7.
But still my soul refuses to die.
We're in a depression, but we're going to get over it. Call it what it is. In the spirit of Marcus Garvey, spirit of Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Dr. Ralph David African Nebel, who was with Dr. King, and all the prophets, Isaac, Jacob, Abraham, and Moses. God opened up a door. And that door God opened up will bless you. Though we're going to get new politicians, those that have messed up America for greed, God will take them out. Let me read this again. Now, if you don't believe what I'm saying, read Exodus 14:14. It's not in your hands. The gem of all war folk in Exodus 14. Stand back. You do your assignment that God signed you. And God's going to do it. Then carry it to the altar. God bless you today. Mother Frances, I'm at you. I'm praying for you. Adrian, I'm praying for you. Gail, I'm praying for you this morning. And I'm praying, Adrian, I'm praying for you. Lena, I'm praying for you this morning. April, soldier, but you ain't got the assignment. You have the paper. I can't give them to you. God has to give you your assignment. Joe, what is your assignment? I want to ask you, girl, what is your assignment? As you ask God for your assignment, are you going to sit down? I want to tell you, Sherry, ask God, what is your assignment? I want to let you know the storm is over. Yeah. The word of God, David kept singing. He didn't stop dancing and singing. Psalms 91. God will carry you to the next level. And when God carries you to the next level, the storm is over. Because you got your assignment. I got my papers. You know, when you're a soldier, sometimes they send you to Africa. They send you all over the world. When you get your papers, your assignment, it might be cooking. It might be a nurse, doctor, lawyer, even an officer, farmer, minister. When you get your assignment, the storm is over because God is moving you to another level. Wait a minute. When you get the assignment, he's going to say, he's going to stamp it healed. He's going to stamp it delivered. With your name on it. Whatever you've been worried about, get over it. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you need. In the spirit of Bishop Ben Ross, in the spirit of Bishop Jake Mouth Moe, in the spirit of Bishop Lewis Ford, in the Bishop J.F. Cox, Bishop Frank Cook, Bishop Dan Cook, Bishop Joe Turner, Mother Francis, Mother Misa Brown, Reverend A.J. Bell, Reverend Clark of Mississippi, these ancestors you're talking about. You got your sentiment this morning, working on it. Those in Chicago, in Detroit, Ohio, Cleveland, Indiana, Minnesota, Milwaukee, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Texas, Kansas City, Arkansas. You got your time. I'm praying for you, Sister Betty. I know God, a good soldier, would take your assignment. He said, well, Bishop, I can't make it. I curse that dope spirit. All them pills, I curse them. Don't need them. That high blood, that sugar. The storm that the 200 angels put on you, the fallen angels. God has already let you know this word, the storm of worry. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. You're healing this morning. East, west, north, and south. The healing. If God can heal your body, God can heal your pocketbook. I want you to write down what you want God to do for you. And I want you to see quick, fast, and in a hurry. And for God to do something special for you, God has not changed. God is still blessing. God is still delivering. God is still loving. The storm is gone. Rita was saying, praise the Lord, take my hand. She sung it for Dr. King. And she sung it for Reverend C.L. Franklin. Laws have gone on. They're watching behind this wall. For all the gospel singers, that all of them have gone on. The blood is at the altar. The choir said, the storm is over with. I wish I had somebody know. For 5 minutes, they said, for 5 minutes, just lift your hands and wave it. It's passing. I know you're in a situation, but God's going to bring you out of jail. God's going to bring you out of prison. Once you understand that God has brought you in a certain way, then you know what to do. Once you understand God going to bring you to the certain way. When God brings you that certain way, you'll know what's going on. When God brings you that certain way, you're going to know that God going to do it quick, fast. Somebody say in a hurry. God's going to do it, and he ain't praying about doing it. You can't be God given. God has gave you your assignment. God has put the armor of protection of healing on your mind, on your body. Sure as you've been born, God has delivered you this morning. I'm excited what God's going to do this month. With all that's going on, God is still in control. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost this morning. I feel somebody's eyes are being healed. Somebody's breath is being given back. Somebody's mind is being messed up. I lost my dad, I lost my brother, I lost my sister, I lost my loved one. But God told me to tell you, there's no sorrow on earth that he cannot heal. He's telling you to put on the armor. Because you've been signed, your assignment is to go out and fight against all this evil. You can't beat God giving you assignment. He even gave you assignment. And whatever you give, he's going to give back to you double. Thank you, God. Please. God bless you. Let me pray real quick, Father God, right now. Even now, maybe come on call. Every prisoner, somebody wants to give. Touch him right now. Somebody wants to receive that new house. Somebody ain't got no gas in the car. Fame. Somebody said, bitch, I don't have no food in my house. But the angel coming. God is sending an angel. God is sending somebody to help you through depression. That means nobody say it. Stop lying. You're in depression. And once you know you're in depression, you know what to do. God, you can't be God giving. And God's going to do that to you.
My father, Reverend C.L. Franklin, and Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, I'd like to sing one of his favorites. A song that he'd always request. A song with long, strong arms that rocked him in the cradle of ages. Precious gold, Sigma Mahe.
Glad to have you in church today. Glad to have you in church.
Thank you.